All right, up next will be Oregon coach Dana Altman, and the Ducks are home hosting Oregon State on Thursday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Tom Kinsler, Denver Post.
And it seems like when I talk to coaches, more and more paying attention to RPI and some of the other power rankings, you know, maybe back into the perspective of your days at Creighton, but do you subscribe to that, or coaches doing that, especially maybe non-conference scheduling?
You know, I don't know. You know, I'm sure there's thought put into it. I think every year, Tom, you go into the season and you look at your roster and how many guys you got returning and, you know, how you want to develop your team and how you can bring them along. So I think there's a lot of criteria that go in, you know, and then a lot of it boils down to who you can get to play you.
Right.
You know, you can want to do a number of things with your schedule, but trying to find somebody that will play you and has the dates available is always a big obstacle. So, yeah, I think it's one criteria that you look at, Tom. But I think most important to most coaches is, you know, trying to build your team and putting together a schedule that gives them an opportunity, depending on, you know, the number of players you have returning and how you think you need to develop your team.
Very good. Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Hi, Dana. I think we're contractually obligated to ask you about artists every week, so I'll go ahead and ask. It seems like he's getting closer.
Patrick, I hope that he can give us some minutes against Oregon State. I'm not 100% sure of that, but he has done some individual work. He did dry work with the team yesterday. So, you know, my goal is to give him some minutes against Oregon State. I don't think it'll be an extensive period of time, but it is 5 weeks. He's been out 5 weeks, and so we want to bring him back slowly, but, you know, I sure hope that he can get a few minutes against Oregon State.
I was going to say, if that does occur, do you think then he'd get ramped up kind of around conference tournament time? And
yeah, no, that's exactly what our goal is. You know, we've got Oregon State this week, and then we go to Colorado and Utah. And by the time the conference tournament, that's a full 8 weeks, and we feel like, you know, he'll be pretty much ready to go.
Even if he's used in a somewhat limited way early on, just the emotional boost he'll give you guys is pretty substantial, right?
We believe so. You know, D.A. had quickly become, you know, a focal point of our team and a big leader for us. And, you know, it's been, you know, difficult without him just for a lot of the qualities that he brings. And so, yeah, I think everybody's excited about getting back. And hopefully, you know, we'll stay on the progress that he's been making.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Dana, it was an eye-opener the other night when you guys and Cal played a game in the 40s. I wonder, in a broad picture nationally, there's been a lot of talk about why scoring is down. I wonder if you have a thought as to why that is.
Well, Bud, we missed a lot of free throws that night, you know, and it wasn't a great offensive game, but, you know, Cal and us, you know, we guarded each other. I think when we played at their place, the game was in the 50s, you know. So I think defensively we both have a pretty good feel for each other. But, you know, as you look nationally, you know, scoring's down, I guess, a little bit. And, you know, I think our game's much more physical than even the NBA game, you know. And I don't know if the rules committee will address any of that in the off season or not, but it is a physical game, and at this time of year, with teams knowing each other so well, Bud, I think it becomes even more physical. And you know, it's a tough game to call. You know, I'm not being negative at all on the officials. I just think it's a tough game. Block charge is such a tough call, and you know, protecting the shooter. You know, how much physical contact can you have on the shooter? I think those are all questions that, you know, need to be addressed in the off season, and I'm sure the Rules Committee will do that.
Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Make another ask for questions. One more time, any questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
Perfect. Dana, you're all set. Thanks for your time
today. Thanks, Dave. Take care.
See you.